This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
White House. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Well, if we're going to talk about 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, there is no more Scaramucci to beat up. The Mooch, it was part of the boot. He got it, for sure, after a bunch of nonsense that happened with him. Loose lips sink ships, especially ones that are filled with foul language that people are talking about for days. It was ridiculous. But it doesn't matter. He's history at this point. And then the shakeup with Priebus. I was so surprised when Rents Priebus was part of this administration in the first place, except for that he was there and helping to get Donald Trump elected. So when you start reaching out and you have all those positions to fill, I could kind of see how that would happen. But I didn't think he was a keeper for that group anyway. So he's gone as well. And who knows? You know, we've obviously seen a few other positions fall in the 6 month period. And then you've got the question of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and whether or not he is going to hang through or no. So he's planning to hold a news conference later this week to discuss the Justice Department investigation into leaks to the media involving a couple of very interesting stories. Sessions has been recently been pummeled by the press for tougher, you know, for not doing what he should have done, is what he's basically saying. And, you know, being tougher on the leaks from the intelligence agencies and looking into these leaks. It's been something that's been supposedly looked into for a while now, and you can't have these leaks because the leaks are messing, well, the leaks are messing up in a couple of different areas, right? So if you're Jeff Sessions, you just got to go after whoever you go after. You can't be worried about it, period. And that's that. And if he goes guns blazing after the right people, I suppose maybe he doesn't fall. Maybe that's a domino that doesn't fall. But the more criticism there is, the more chance that he is doomed. You know, let's put it that way. So far, not. Could happen. Speaking of being doomed, healthcare and the constant ring around the rosy. Did you ever play ring around the rosy when you were a kid? Oh, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Everyone has fallen down in D.C. But it's so easy to just keep kicking this can down the road, I guess. And that's what the scoop is. Senator Rand Paul said on Tuesday he has not given up on healthcare. He's not given up on it. On health insurance. He's trying to get the president to create associations allowing organizations to offer group health insurance plans. He says that the Obamacare death spiral will continue. More and more people will have fewer choices and insurance will continue to cost more. But I can tell you on the positive side, I talked to the president. We're working on trying to legalize if you join an association. Now, that's interesting. Are you part of an association? That could be huge. I'm part of an association. I mean, just think of, you know, think of associations. For example, 85 million people, this was Paul's example, are members of Costco. How many more would become members? 33 million belong to AARP and the National Rifle Association, the Chamber of Commerce, and Sam's Club also have huge memberships. That would be interesting. What if associations could sell insurance across state lines and negotiate the prices? So that would be, that is intriguing to me. Somebody in the National Speakers Association, which I'm a part of, didn't talk about this, related to this, said, wouldn't it be interesting if you could do that, if that happened? And I kind of mulled that over, and now here it is. They're talking about it, and I think, wow, wouldn't that be something? I'll tell you one thing. Associations may see that their membership shoots up as a result of that. People looking for insurance and the numbers swelling, that could only be a positive, especially for a huge organization. Oh, definitely. So follow that storyline, as we will. North Korea. And where does North Korea end up? It's kind of like this. Rex Tillerson, who's the Secretary of State, is urging pressure on North Korea, but peaceful pressure. 6 months he's been in office, Tillerson said that the goal isn't to topple Kim Jong-un's regime or find an excuse to send the military north. He said it's to get the regime to develop the willingness to sit and talk with the U.S. and others. And to say, we're not your enemy, we're not your threat, but if you're being unacceptable, we have to respond. Wow, so interesting. Because North Korea, of course, is more than saber-rattling. They're testing more missiles. Missiles that could reach, on a flattened surface, Los Angeles, Denver, for example. So there are people that are starting to worry about what's happening with North Korea. And good for Tillerson for trying to push the peaceful road if possible. I mean, North Korea would be, Kim Jong-un would be out of his mind to completely go, pardon the pun, ballistic on us, because he'd lose. Even if we suffered some sort of loss, trust me, the loss would be cataclysmic for North Korea. So we have more toys, you have less. We have more weapons, manpower, etc. than you do, so you're going to lose. You're going to lose. Don't even try it. Don't even go there. Right? Why go there? But you don't know. So you have to say that. So the Secretary of State really puts it out there. Really, really puts it out there. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, by the way, if you want to fling in your two cents, what do you think? North Korea, would you just say screw it and go to war? Would that not be something if that happened? I don't think so. Unless it just gets too out of hand. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sing it, John Mellencamp. Hey, everybody. Kate B hanging with you across this great nation and beyond our borders. Big shout out to Sven, who is listening to us in Sweden. I got your email. Thank you. He says his office mates listen to America Tonight. They like my diction, and they like to hear what the people say when they call in and the emails. Okay, I'm going to buy it all. I want to go to Sweden. I have a good friend, Lovisa Frost. I haven't seen her in a long time, that lives in Sweden. I would love to go there and go to Norway and see my old pal that lives in Norway, too. How cool would that be? Saul Album, who used to come on this show a lot. Gosh, it would be so fun. Be so fun to go and see them. But that's a huge trip. That's a huge, huge undertaking. So that's got to wait for a while. Let's go to, you got to get right plugs and stuff for the equipment. You know what I'm talking about. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yeah.
Dan and I are going to have a cook-off. He can cook his stews and chilies. I'll cook my international foods.
I like that. So what's your favorite thing to cook?
Oh, I have a lot of favorites. Mm. I cook Thai food, I cook Mexican, I cook Chinese.
Sounds good. Yeah, sounds good. I think we lost you, Izzy, so when you call back, we'll put you back on. Somehow bad cell connection. It was because she started talking about all that great food, so we started to think about it. And we lost her. Darn! She was talking about Thai food, and then she was talking about Chinese food, and oh, So we got a lot of people that are cooking and talking about what they're cooking when they call the show. Oof, yummy. You know, I don't know. Hey, listen, if you have a different schedule, who's to say why not? Yeah, why not eat? Why not eat it later, right? So eat gourmet food and then go to bed. Do the reverse. Dinner, what are you talking about? Dinner is a much different time than for us than it is for you. But it'd be fun to get Saul back on. He actually, you know, he is living in Norway, and he travels all over the place, and he always invites us to Norway, and it would be fun because Sweden and Norway, it'd be fun to take the show there. Sweden and Norway are easy slings back and forth. I mean, so close to each other, it would be a piece of cake to do that. But the trip over there would not be a piece of cake because you know what those flights are like, crazy insane. So that part wouldn't be so great. But it'd be fun to hang out with him and Kristen in his wife in Oslo, Norway, because boy, they just are, it seems like they know everybody and they have so many adventures. And of course, he's the big financial dude that we used to have on. All right, in the meantime, as we are idling around here, let's hit one of my favorite things to do on the show, and that's kind of just bop around in a couple different directions for filling in the blanks, stories that I've mentioned before, but we haven't really cleaned them up for you. In other words, something different has happened, like Air Force One planes are being bought from a bankrupt Russian airline. How about that? Remember, the president was complaining about the cost of the new Air Force flight, Air Force One. So good for him. Let's go back to Izzy. I think she's got a better cell connection now. Hey, Izzy.
You pay $300 for a damn phone and you can't get it to work right.
I know. That's my phone, too. The iPhone 7 is ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm on a landline now.
So that's better. There you go.
Number one. I was going to say something. I forgot. I was so worried about my phone. No. If we go to war with North Korea. Then we need not do another Vietnam. Keep Congress the hell out of it, and let's just do it and get out.
Yeah, just boom, boom, bang.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, I agree with that.
Leave it alone. Let the generals do their job, period. And I have another beat with the guest you had on. She was from the teachers union.
Yeah.
It's been, 2 weeks now? What
yeah.
a crock. The teachers union has never done a thing for students. They seriously haven't.
So you think it's better privatize and forget public education, or just what the unions are doing with education?
Just what the unions are doing. They're
yeah.
not students. Ever.
Yeah.
And I was forced to be in a union many, many, many years ago. You have no idea how much I resented it. And I thought, no. And I see what the teachers here are doing, and I just want to cringe. And the all unions. And many years ago, Chicago union teachers went on strike. Kids couldn't even start college because they had not graduated high school. That's what unions do. And then they do this revisionist history crap. I get so sick of it, I want to spit.
And you, didn't you teach? Weren't you teaching at one point or filling in or substitute teaching?
No, I did
teaching?
Teach about
yeah.
3 years, 4 years.
Mm.
And it was like being a cop without a badge. But my mother...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
well, I taught high school remedial math kids.
Wow.
It was... it got a little interesting, but my
bet.
Mom was 47 years.
Wow.
In public school. My aunt taught 42 years, and I paid attention to teaching because my kids, part of the time, went to public school when there wasn't a private parochial school around. But now, I am so down on teachers' unions to study. Simply because they're not really doing anything for the kids. And I know that from experience. I didn't think, And when I had my own classroom, I did not want an aide in my classroom. I balked, I pissed, moaned, and complained till you wouldn't have believed it, simply because I wanted to know what my students were doing, not what the aide saw them doing.
I got you. So you had more of a handle on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could handle my classroom. When I went to teaching, I was an ex-cop. You want to give me aggravation? Not a problem. We'll go right to the vice principal's office and sit there. And I did. I drug one kid out of class. I think I told you this before. I would be literally in jail today.
For what happened?
No, I wouldn't put up with the crap. I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
Especially from a younger student. I taught 1 year third, 2 years, I guess I taught 5 years. 2 years, sixth grade, and 2 years in high school.
Wow, so you did. You really spanned it.
Yeah, well, I was a part-time teacher. I was actually a teacher, but it was the remedial classes in the morning for reading kids, and I had some real snot. But we got to be pretty good friends, I have to say. And I really, really liked a couple of my knothead students that turned out to be really good artists. But I got to tell you, my favorite song that goes over and over in my head is You'll Never Walk Alone.
You'll never walk alone.
Nope. I used to sing that to veterans at the Livermore Hospital in California. And it's been my favorite song forever and ever and ever.
And of course, it sticks in your head because, as you said, you used to sing that to veterans.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. I like it.
World War II vet.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
You'll never walk alone. I know that song. Yep.
And the other one was I Believe.
I Believe is good, too.
Yeah, I'm old school.
Good
I
ones.
Do jazz, I do classical, I do oldies. I don't listen to anything modern because just to me it's like noise. I'm sorry, Andy, I know you're fun, but I'm an old lady.
I Believe is a famous song that's been recorded over and over again by a lot of different people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it's
so,
good. It's a good song.
Oh, Elvis Presley does the best. Absolutely the best. I love his rendition of I Believe and also You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah, I agree with you. Excellent. All right, Izzy, thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. That was great. See that? She's paying attention. Coming up next, I had to think about it for a second, a really incredible app that's part of the discussion with Forbes Books at Bedtime this time around. See you on the flip side.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So pleased to welcome to the show Arcia Siddiqui. She's got an incredible app that we're going to talk about, Greg. And one, I'm going to tell the listeners, I'm going to let them in a little secret. This is radio, but you actually used it, and I was so excited when I saw what you came up with that I went and just got the app so that I could do the same thing, and let's just put it this way, surprise my husband. We'll talk about that in a second, but we want to tell everybody what the app is all about, and it's called Scrite. And it's scrite.com if you go there. So first of all, Dr. Siddiqui, thank you so much for coming on our show. But what is the app? Tell us what it is.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Basically, Scrite is an skywriting augmented reality application. So we're letting the users create their
own. Whoa, slow down for a minute. You got to let that sink in.
Sure.
It's a skywriting augmented reality app. So, because we don't talk to many, many company founders who have created a skywriting augmented reality app. So
I would like to say it's the first, yeah.
I believe that. So skywriting, what does that mean?
So it means that you can create objects, you can write something in the air through your phone in augmented reality.
Wow. So let me jump in here. Explain how it works.
Of course. I'll give you a quick telephonic demo. So what happens is when the user is on the application, he just has to tilt the phone towards the sky, and sky spaces open up. Now, depending upon the availability, they choose the sky space and create content. Now, the content can be a message that they write, they type, or they take a photograph, or they upload a photograph, and they leave it to either public or to a private message. So when they leave it public, anyone else that passes through the same location, they actually see the content floating in the air in that very location. So when I create a sprite in the air, I own that piece of the sky. And that's when we say we let them own the piece of the sky as well. And that's just one part of sprite where you can see the actual sprite when you're at the location. But what happens when you're not in the location? So you do get teleported to that very location through augmented reality. So let's say I've created a sprite at the Statue of Liberty and my friend is at London Eye and wants to have a look at it. They just have to tilt their phone towards the sky and they get transported to the skyline of New York or wherever I have created the sprite.
So I downloaded, so first of all, I'm kind of a night owl. So at about 3 o'clock this morning, I downloaded the app and I went outside my house and I pointed it at the sky and I grabbed that as my zone, I guess. And so now if you have the Skrite app and you're anywhere near my house, or I guess I just share it with you on Skrite, which I did with Kate just before the interview started, you can look at my house at 3 o'clock this morning, a photo of it, and hovering over my house is a very important message. It says, I love Jody. Jody is my wife and I'm going to go out tonight and upload a photo of the two of us together over our house, too, because I want everyone to know this is the house of love.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm so proud. Thank you.
So we have to ask you, this. You see how excited Greg is. Where did you get this idea? It's tremendous. How did you come up with this idea?
Yes. So me and Mr. Rishabh Jain, we both were thinking about, you know, how the world is monetizing everything from digital domains to real estate property. And we thought that that's one thing that they've left, they've not monetized one thing, and that's the air, the sky. And that's when we created this application that we can let them own the sky in augmented reality and let them create what they want. And, you know, everything is in the developer's hands to create. So now we're letting the users create their version of AR and VR.
Well, so the sky is pretty big, right? I don't know actually how big the sky is, but it's bigger than a football stadium, and we know how monetizable a football stadium can be. But is there the risk that the sky will actually get full? I mean, should there be a land grab right now? Should I go grab big chunks of the sky, and then I can sell it to big brands and become rich?
You never know, that could be our future. I mean, you know, that could be our future, but that's two questions in one. So one question is that, yes, you should go and grab the pieces of sky, because trust me, the premium places like the Statue of Liberty or the, you know, the different amazing places, they are getting filled up by the minute. And the second question is that the sky is getting, can it get full? I mean, I think we have created this application and we can create more space for anyone. So it's not something like it can get full. We can keep creating spaces and our algorithm is very strong.
Although having limited sky, I mean, from a business perspective, and we are, you know, your nightly fix of Forbes, we are Forbes Books at Bedtime. I mean, having a limited supply of sky might actually be good for your business. I mean, in the world of supply and demand, having unlimited supply may not be the best monetizable model for you.
Yes, that's right. But the thing is that because we have tried to monetize it, we also have the power to maybe increase the supply or decrease the supply, because we have created the product, right? So, I mean, that's all in the hands of the applications, right? So.
Yeah, so as we're talking about Skrite, augmented reality, can you explain the difference, because I'm sure there's some people trying to figure that out, between augmented reality and virtual reality?
Yeah, so any object that is created in the real life, real time, that is augmented reality. When you view that, that becomes virtual reality. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. So what's been the reaction, Dr. Siddiqui, to this? What have people said about Skrite?
Oh, yes. So people are going crazy. I mean, in fact, we are learning from our users. So they are using it for various things. So one of it is what Greg is doing. They are talking about their love for their wives or their girlfriends, and they're proposing their spouses. And there are many people who are using it for business advertisements. So they are actually helping us to form our, create our, we have a vision of augmented reality advertisements. So they are helping us with that by creating those examples of Christ. So people are expressing their emotions. They are talking about their businesses. I mean, and some of them are plain just, they just want to use it as an investment. They see an opportunity there where they can eventually start selling the sky if it becomes something that's really valuable.
Well, and tell us about your business model. We're talking with Dr. Dr. Arsia Siddiqui. She's the co-founder of the Skrite app, which you can get in your app store and also see at skrite.com. It's S-K-R-I-T-E. But tell us about your business model. How are you monetizing this, or how will you be monetizing this? Because you know, we're part of the Forbes brand. We're always interested in the behind-the-scenes business story.
Of course, I understand. It's a good question. So as of right now, our focus is only user acquisition. And at this point of time, we are not monetizing anything on the application. The application is completely free. But definitely, we have a very strong plan. And the two of the plans are that one is augmented reality advertising, where we let the brands rent the sky from the existing owners. So even the people who are existing users, they get to earn, and they also they can rent sky zones from us. So that's actually a proper plan that we have in place, but it's not working as of right now. And the second thing is that there are premium places, as I said before, the places that are next to the really famous places. So those are getting filled up really fast, and we might start charging for those areas specifically. So that's our plan for the future.
It seems to me that there's some yet to be discovered applications of this as well. So, for instance, it occurs to me that in an emergency, this could be a really mm-hmm. powerful way for emergency responders or even Homeland Security to communicate with a lot of different people, but to lock out people that you don't want to receive that message, or to be able to communicate with everyone at once. Is that part of what you've imagined here?
Yes, I mean, I obviously will not be able to tell you all about our plans, but yes, definitely, we do have a very futuristic view, and we just want the people to adopt this culture of using AR in their everyday life. So
love that, to adopt it in their everyday life. So you have to have a lot of people using it, you have to have a lot of people talking about it. So how do you get that groundswell, obviously, on a huge platform like this? And joining Greg and I on Forbes Books at Bedtime is one way, and getting more publicity. But what else do you do to get the word out when you are the co-founder of a really novel app?
Yes, I understand. This is the best platform, and we are such platforms as they pick us up. That will be great. And but from our side, we are really depending on the organic it's going viral because of the organic users. They're calling people to, you know, share their experience. And also that we want to start talking about AR in everyday life, and we'll put the word out there through media and such platforms. And, of course, Facebook, marketing, etc.
All right, so last question. Did you ever think it would explode already? You know, it's like this glowing light the way it has when you came up with this idea?
To be honest, we did think it's going to blow up. I mean, I don't know what time it would, but I mean, we're really surprised that it's happening right now. But, we did foresee this whole thing happening, with the app. The timing was not, decided, but yes, we are very surprised, and we are, I mean, it's just come early for us, it's just great.
All right, Dr. Arsia Siddiqui, thank you so much. The app is Skrite.
Thank you so much, Kate.
You can go to skrite.com. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Nice talking to you, Kate and Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, once again, I love it. The mailbag is full, and of course it's full because a lot of you have things to say about Scaramucci and others as well. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's dive into the mail. First one, this one is from Terry, and Terry says, hey, Kate, big fan of the show. I laughed my head off when I heard The Godfather and that reporter talking about Scaramucci. He must have thought that he hit the lottery when that idiot called him and just started saying all those words, cursing people out, saying ridiculous things about people in the White House. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I agree with you. I mean, hey, listen, they did what they had to do. They fired him. That's the bottom line. Yeah, you know, I used to say this about the Obama administration because I thought, like, Tim Geithner, who was the Secretary of the Treasury, should have been gone a long time ago. He was one of those Goldman Sachs hang-around guys, and I never understood. Pink slip him. Get rid of him. Get someone else in. Get someone better. And Obama never did that. He gave people a long leash, although it's not great. All the stumbles. If this were a company, you would hate to have all these misses. And so this is the presidency and this is the White House, and it creates a firestorm, but you got to put the firestorm out. You know, you got to put out the fire. So bringing in the Marine, bringing in Kelly was a very smart move. The Scaramucci thing is just funny, ridiculous nonsense. I mean, it is. He's just a nutball. That's what it is. He's nuts. He's crazy. There's no way he could have survived any White House, period. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Wit,
who says, Kate, oh my gosh, have you been reading about Megyn Kelly and how she's bombing on NBC? Are you surprised by that or not? No. I mean, here's the thing. She had a great niche on Fox when the Fox thing was really blowing and going for her. So that was the right venue at the right time. Then she jumps to NBC, and it's a Sunday night show. And I think Sunday night is a, I'll call it a persnickety viewership night. Because you have Netflix with things like Game of Thrones. Of course, you're going to get into football season, and it's all about the NFL. You know that from me. And I think that what's there and the competition doesn't fit the format. So it doesn't fit with what they were trying to do with her. But don't cry for Megyn Kelly, because she certainly is making a ton of money and still has a career with NBC where she's doing the Today Show, that other hour thing. So I can't imagine that it won't be a soft landing, or at least there's a great chance of a soft landing. Just the Sunday night thing, I think. And they haven't said they're done with the Sunday night thing, just that they're not doing any more right now, not till after football season. And who knows, maybe that changes. But when you jump a network, and especially you're going from cable to a straight network, it's a different world. There's so many channels. There's so much opportunity to look at whatever you want to look at. It's a different world when it comes to TV. I used to be an anchor woman, so I know all about that, like the news wars and getting ratings and who you're beating and how you beat them, all that kind of stuff. All right, so let's move to this one. This one is from Adam, who says, wow, how about the story, Kate, about the Jets rookie Jamal Adams, who told a group of fans that he would be fine dying on the football field? And then you had, after that story broke, another player saying that football is great, but he's not dying for that bleep. What do you make of that? Well, first of all, let me back this up, because you're giving a shorthand. What Jamal Adams, of course, is referring to is the CTE thing, the concussions, and what's happening to these older players, and now what we're understanding about brains. And his comments were controversial because, of course, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, was asked about it. And he said, we love the game. I think they love the game, but I don't think anyone took it literally, meaning his comments. Here's what happened. The medical journal JAMA, which is a respected one, published a study of 202 brains from deceased former football players. In that study, they found CTE, you ready for this, in 110 of the 111 brains from former NFL players. And, I mean, of course, think of how you're getting hit. Think of what's happening. And so there are some players who are retiring early. They're saying they're not willing to do that. They don't want to take a chance. They don't want to gamble on what's happening. And the NFL is of course, researching it. And, you know, now we just know something that is frightening. I think it's frightening. If I had, and I love football. I love the NFL. I love college football. I think it's scary. I think that 99% of CTE found in NFL brains is frightening. I do. So if you have a child, would you put your child in football? The answer is, if I had a son, I would love to go to football games with him, but I wouldn't put him as a young kid. I don't think I'd put him in football. I really don't. And I've had some friends that have gone through that. But here's the thing. In any sport, there are inherent risks. In hockey, what about getting concussed from hockey? What about getting concussed from maybe baseball and basketball? But I think the risk isn't as great as when you're smashing into each other on the field. And thank God that there are studies being done and people are trying to work on ways, I don't want to say around it, but ways to deal with it and try to come up with some solutions. That part is super good. Okay, how about this? This one is from the Chub, who says, Kate, the airport worker punching the man with the baby, that's just disgraceful. No matter what was said, what happened, it didn't happen in the United States, which you were clear to say, but it just shows you how the tensions can rise and people don't realize sometimes what they're doing. That's out of control. No way do you punch somebody with a baby and think that that's okay. You can't implode that way, right? Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you. He could have been obnoxious. He could have said something cutting, which may have happened. But in that role, you can't do that. You're right. You can't do that. And having the kid made it worse. But even not having a kid, and with everybody with cell phones that they can take video and pictures, I mean, what are you doing? You're shooting yourself in the proverbial foot. So you got to deal with it. You got to deal with whatever humanity, whatever comes through. And that was not dealing with it. Who knows what was said? They're still looking into it. It's not good, though. Definitely. All right, how about this? Let's move to this one. This one is from Sam. And Sam says, Kate, I've heard you talk about this many times, what's happening in Washington. And I agree with you. Why in the world can we not just focus on health care? Why can't these people that we put in place sit and come up with a way to deal with it? And you've said it, and of course we know it. It is complex. Of course it is. Nobody's health care is the same. But for goodness sake, I love what you said. We live in a country full of some of the biggest brains on the planet. We figure out some incredible things. We have incredible technology advancements. How is it this is one thing that just can't get done? Well, it's because it's defending turf, right? Defending the turf of whatever it is, Republican or Democrat or their particular constituents and what they want. And that's the thing. You do represent the people that elect you. I get that. So I'm not naive to that. But I think if it's like if I'm running a company and we have a problem, something's going on. It's a manufacturing company. Well, if we ignore it, it gets worse. So we can't bury our head in the sands, right? We have to do what we do every day and get through it. But wouldn't we spend time on solutions? Wouldn't we spitball it around? Wouldn't we have a giant chalkboard, write down a zillion different ideas, talk to people in the industry who could solve our problem and try to come up with the right solution? I would handle it that way. So this is why I could never be a politician. And of course, I'm not politically correct. So that would never be anything that would be on my radar anyway. However, it would be so frustrating to me to not be able to say, I get it. We're pulled in a million directions. We serve different kinds of people. We're from different kinds of areas. Absolutely. We have different ideologies, but we all care about our health. Because if you don't have your health, you can have a gazillion dollars or 5 cents. It doesn't matter. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. Because what do we all have in common? We don't know when we're going to die. We don't know what disease we could get that could be fatal to us. But wouldn't it be great to have that prevention? Wouldn't it be great to know? Wouldn't it be great to actually go to the doctors and feel really confident? I've had way too many conversations about this, and too many good doctors have been chased off. And here is where we come to an end again. Send me your thoughts on your health, the healthcare situation, or anything else at americatonight.net. And wholeheartedly, I thank you for supporting the show and listening to another version of America Tonight.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.